What happened was 3 years ago, 3 years ago this month actually, I was chosen out of several applicants to act as an ambassador for EDF Energy's Olympics program. EDF Energy, or EDF Group in fact, being partner, official partner of the Olympic Games. Within that role, I have been doing employee engagement activities throughout the company, up and down the country, over in France also, to really bring the spirit of the Olympics to the workforce of EDF.
Had this sort of a whirlwind adventure, and quite often you've been down in London at some of the, I suppose, the launches for different stages of the Olympics.
The people that I have met recently, I met Sir Steve Redgrave. He has been one of the champions for the schools programme. What they did with the schools in the local area around the Olympic Park was to invite them to take part in a rowing challenge. It was also backed heavily by a gentleman called Jean-Christophe Galland, who won gold in the Athens Olympics in rowing. And together, Jean-Christophe and Sir Steve have championed this event. What we did was we invited the schools. They got free training for rowing, 3 months. We went to the final, which was held at Rowing Club, and the teams raced against each other and put their training to the test.
So it's all exciting stuff, but I think the most exciting thing for you is that you're getting to go to the Paralympics.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
That's really exciting for me. What I will be doing internally to EDF during the Olympics and the Paralympics is reporting on different things that's happening throughout the company. There's lots of events planned, but also I do get to go to the Paralympics, which is a really exciting opportunity for me. I always believe that Paralympics is the event to go to. As much as I love the Olympic Games and the achievements of the athletes there, it's always extra special to go and see the Paralympics and what these athletes have achieved.
Now, just very finally, what's going to be important is the legacy that's going to be left from 2012. What do you think is going to be the legacy of the Olympics being here in this country?
On my visit to the Olympic Park during its construction about a year ago, they gave us a huge tour around, and part of it was how different areas of the park will be regenerated into the housing, low-cost housing, and how, for example, the hockey pitch will be literally picked up and moved to somewhere else in the country. So it's nice to see that the regeneration has taken place in that area of London, and that it's not going to be